Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We start off the show with the Vegas perspective on the biggest sports story of the day, and this one involves the New England Patriots, because RJ, if the Patriots lose this week, it's an unprecedented sign of problems.
Yeah, I think so. First, it's probably worth admitting that the Patriots typically start the season slower than expected, and Belichick is on record for saying he considers September to be an extended preseason, whereas there's all this debate on talk radio, is four preseason games too much? Belichick, the true genius in coaching, in my opinion, and the consensus Vegas opinion, says, oh, no, because of the new agreement, or now it's multiple years old, where there's not as many practices, not as much hitting, he can't even get ready by game one. So September's a time the Patriots, Belichick, will often trade in a smaller chance to win in September. Do something now that maybe takes your odds of winning a game from 74% to 70. You might be like, why is he doing that? Because he believes it increases his chance to win a game in December, in January, when it really matters. So trade in September for the playoffs, that makes sense. And obviously, it's something the Patriots have been extremely successful with. Now, I think this is something we've seen so far beyond that. I first, though, want to, when I was doing some research on the Pats, I came up with a stat that just blew my mind. They lost a regular season game in December 10th, 2006. All right, so they lost the regular season game, December 10th, 2006. The next regular season game New England lost was September 21st, 2008. They went almost 2 years, the Patriots, without losing a regular season game. 651 days between regular season losses. So, to some degree, as we look at what's going on right now, I think we got to tip our hat. Even if the Patriots don't win another game for 5 years, in the age of free agency, and I get it, with the 24-hour news cycle, with 24-hour talk radio, et cetera, the internet, we get tired of stories. And every year, Brady, Belichick. But boy, you look at the Steelers in the 70s, great team. It was a couple drafts, one group of players, amazing. 49ers, very similar. Cowboys after that, similar. You know, we can go through the real dynasties, quote unquote, of the modern era. But considering free agency and the idea they went 651 games between regular season losses, wowza. But to me, the problems this year are bigger. First time since 2002, the Patriots have had double-digit losses in back-to-back games. So that means they really haven't, for 16 years, convincingly been beat two straight games. Now they have, first time. Pats gave up a 100-yard rusher to Detroit, and it was the first time Detroit had one of those in 70 games, dating back to Thanksgiving 2013. All right, now that can be one-offs. It can be long runs here or there. Now, Mike Lombardi, on every Tuesday, Straight Out of Vegas right here, bottom of the hour, expert with the Pats. This is a quote. Tom Brady does not trust his teammates. Now, Edelman's coming back after this week, and that could help. Josh Gordon could help. But as of right now, that's a strong statement, not trusting his teammates. Now, you flip to the other side of the ball, Lombardi says, Patriots are painfully slow on defense. And I think that's something that passes the eye test. As in, you watch and, man, they look slow. Now, I don't know about Tom Brady's level of play. Fez, you've been pretty high. Like, when we've talked about the Pats, you've said, hey, Brady's playing well, right?
I have.
I've talked to other guys, the guys that watch the All-22 types, they're actually saying he's not playing so well. Now, maybe we blame the playmakers. Maybe we don't. And maybe that changes as they add the Patriots some playmakers. Tomorrow, Greg Cosell on every Thursday at 6:30 Eastern with us. We're going to ask him at the tape level what he's seeing with Brady. I know we will learn a lot this week. And it's not just because at 1-2 the Pats are motivated. But it's also driven by the idea that they're so good off losses. Go back to 2003. The Patriots off a loss, 44-8 straight up. Against the spread, 36-14-2. So think about that. 52 times they're off a loss in all those years. 44 winners, 8 losers straight up, and great against the spread. Now, the last time the Patriots lost 3 straight games, 2002. In the interim, they've lost 2 straight within the same season, so there was a chance to win, lose a third, 8 times. In that next game, 8-0 straight up, winning by 19 points per game, 7-1 against the spread, and the net cover by over 2 touchdowns a game. So the point I'm making is the Pats going to 1-3 if they lose. Falling behind the Dolphins 3 games and being down 1-0 head-to-head with a game in Miami that the Pats often struggle with. This is really the definition of a high-motivated game. I don't like to say must-win. High-motivated for the Patriots. And they've got an amazing history when they're focused after even a single loss. Now it's 2 losses. With Lombardi saying what he said, if somehow, some way the Pats lose this game and they're favored right now by 7, to me it's a situation that you got to wonder, boy, something fundamentally has changed. Fez, right now you've got the Patriots in your power rankings where?
I have them as my number 4 team.
So you don't believe anything's changed. Have I convinced you?
You've made a compelling argument, but I got to tell you, RJ, history. I've seen this happen before where the Patriots were being buried and left for dead. And like you said, they lose 2
well,
in
that's
a row.
The whole point, right? This may be different. By the way, you look at the Dolphins, obviously undefeated. The Pats entered this season minus 1,500 to win their division. So that means you bet $15 to win $1 if the Pats won their division. And as we said, if Miami wins this one, boy, that here's a question. If Miami wins their division, or if Miami wins this game, and I said even money, I'll take the Dolphins to win the division, up 3 and up 1-0 against the Pats, would you take the Pats at even money? Would you still think the Pats are favored?
No, the Dolphins would clearly be the favorite.
Wow, so it was minus 1,500 on the Pats entering, 3 weeks ago. They lose this game, they're underdogs to win their division.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
All 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 10 are going to be starting at this point of the season. And so the Rookie of the Year odds have come out. Baker Mayfield is the Rookie of the Year favorite at plus 250. Saquon Barkley of the Giants at plus 275. And Sam Darnold of the New York Jets is at plus 300 so far.
I think the following. This is an eye test. And I'm going to ask this question tomorrow of Greg Cosell. Cosell has 39 years at NFL Films. But here's what I've observed, Fez, and you can tell me if you agree. When a quarterback who's not expected to start comes in a game, I don't know how much of it is the emotion. Oh, look, something different. Because he's coming in the game, usually, if it's by choice, not just injury, or it's kind of one of these half injuries, but hey, let's get someone else in there. The team gets energized. It's like something different. I think more importantly, the other team hasn't prepared. And I was listening to, and I can't remember who said it, that the Jets played, actually was Lombardi on his own podcast. He was saying the Jets were playing vanilla D that whole second half against Mayfield. They just didn't prepare for him, so you go to the vanilla. I think it's harder to do well in your first scheduled start than it is to do well in relief as a quarterback in the NFL. Fez, what do you think?
I agree, and especially when you look at these Browns, because Taylor, think about it, very safe with the ball, dink and dunk, careful, Mayfield, gunslinger going down the field, big contrast.
Now, I've got a question for you. Here's the question. Four rookie quarterbacks all taken early, and they're playing at this point. If you were forced to make a bet on one of these quarterbacks every game the rest of the year, now you would never do that blind, but if you were forced to, which quarterback would you pick? So another way of asking the question is, who do you have the most optimism for amongst these rookie quarterbacks to exceed expectation?
Baker Mayfield.
Wow. Wow. You know something? It feels like it's so public. Like Freddie Fanny Pack.
Ultra
who
square.
Who do you think Freddie Fanny Pack's going to say to that question? Huh?
He's going to agree with me.
So you and Freddie.
Sometimes it's hip to be square.
I've heard that before. By the way, Jonas mentioned the Rookie of the Year odds. Check this out. MVP odds. The favorite? A quarterback in Kansas City named Mahomes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get to these big games, Fez. The Rams. You and I have a bet, and we've got a lot of dedicated listeners just straight out of Vegas, but we also know some people listen in the car, and they're not always in the car. 6 to 7 Eastern time is when we're on, 5 days a week. We have the green button. What's the green button? It's a button. It's green, and it's got a gigantic dollar sign on it, and it makes a sound, a cha-ching sound. You and I have a bet. Anytime a pro, guys, you know Vegas takes it seriously because we lose money when we're wrong. Unless we're a bookie. Bookies always want to win because they got the VIG. We don't like bookies. They're bad. But if you're a bettor, you got to be right much more than you're wrong. Anytime Brad gives a pick, it can be a best bet or just a like in a game, or Fez or me, any of the other guys at the table can press the button. And it's an automatic $100 bet. And that $100, yeah, hey, who doesn't want to win $100? But it's also about pride. Nothing like taking Fezzik's money. Fez, you and I got a bet on the Rams. Now, they were 13-1 to win the title like 24 days ago. And somehow you think 6-1 is a good bet. I booked it. You're betting $100 to win $600. Explain to me why you think the Rams in just a handful of games have improved so much in people's minds. Quite frankly, they've been impressive, but not against very good teams.
Yeah, so I thought it would take a little while for the Rams to get good. They basically took the preseason off. They had the four key free agent acquisitions, including two great cornerbacks, and they played so well in the first 2 weeks, especially the last six quarters, that I upgraded them significantly to my number one NFL team.
But if the whole theory is, I think the integration time, the time with these new guys is going to take a while, why wouldn't you think, 13-1 24 days ago was a great bet? Because, hey, all that matters is making the playoffs, which they were clearly favored to do anyway. And then if they came together as a team, boys, at the end, then you got extra value. So if it was just about the timing of coming together, why didn't you bet it at 13-1?
I thought that they might start the year 3-2, and maybe I would get 25-1.
So you were hoping they'd start the year 3-2, and then you were going to fire on the Rams.
Yes.
So now, instead, you've taken 6-1, and you have this deluded idea you got the best of it with me.
I do.
Right now, the Rams in this game favored. Doesn't sound right to you, John. I mean, seriously, if a guy, you're at the Fox studios, there's a lot of VPs there driving their Mercedes and whatever. If a guy pulls up and says, hey, I just borrowed this car. I'm thinking of buying it. It's going to be, let's say, $80K. And then he shows up a week later and says, I bought this car. Paid $160. Are you thinking, boy, you got a good deal?
Yeah, let me meet your dealer.
Fezzik is paying double. But he's got a smirk on his face.
I just love the idea of Fezzik rooting against the team he thinks is the best in football just so it benefits him down the road.
Listen, he's got some convoluted ways. I mean, you don't want to get inside his mind, and there's a fact about Fez.
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
Now, in this game, Rams favored by 7 and some extra juice against the Vikings. The theory is the Vikings last week, historically bad. And we use that word historically in a genuine sense, in that they're the first team ever in recorded point spread history, 40 years, that was over a 2-touchdown favorite that lost the game by more than a touchdown. Think about that. 40 years. Never happened till last week. Vikings, though, entering the year, were considered priced slightly better than the Rams. Now getting 7 points. Who do you like?
I like the Vikings. Home run spot for them off that historic loss. And also, RJ, Vikings really good wide receivers and both of the Rams cornerbacks, shutdown cornerbacks, out for this game.
Oh, what a coincidence. The intangible guys that struggle to stay healthy are two of them not healthy. Hey, you keep smirking at the 6-1, though. I mean, hey, there's what's that called, the secret? If you just kind of wish it might happen?
They'll be back by the end
of the year. Oh, there we go.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.